2 Timothy chapter 1. I'd like to read verse 5 for our text this morning. Apostle Paul writing to Timothy, and here in our text this morning, he says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also." Father, we thank you today that we have this opportunity. We can come and worship in spirit and in truth. We are thankful today that these number have come out this morning to show their love for you. And Father, this morning as we look into thy word, we pray that you might bless each one here. You might lead us and guide us and direct us by your spirit. And Father, we may leave here today knowing more about you, knowing more about your son, and lifting him up and glorifying him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. A little boy was in the church play, and he didn't have but one line to say, and his mother had been trying the entire week to teach it to him, and it was getting more difficult, and finally she thought, "Boy, we've got this line down pat." He was just ready to go. And so on the evening of the play, his mother came and sat on the front pew, and as the little boy walked out to say his line, he saw all the people and just suddenly went blank, and he was standing there and he was trying to say something. And his mother looked at him and said, and he leaned down and she said something again, and he said, "My mother's the light of the world." You know, sometimes we ought to think about that. This is Mother's Day today, and we all share at least one thing in common today. We all have an earthly mother. And we thank the Lord for those mothers this morning, and I say to all of you, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Grandmother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers this morning. Here in our text this morning, the Apostle Paul, as he's writing his last epistle, his last letter, and he says to young Timothy, he mentions here his grandmother and his mother, and he says some things about them today. I want to just share with you today from the Word of God about the importance and the influence of a mother in a child's life. Here the Apostle Paul, as he begins this morning, and he talked here about missing Timothy. He desired to see him. He was looking forward to Timothy's visit. We do not know today if Timothy arrived in time to see Paul or not this morning, but Paul was concerned about Timothy. He was looking forward to a time when Timothy could come and be with him. But he was reminded of something as he looked back at Timothy's life, and he mentions these things this morning, so I just want to share them with you real quickly. Here he talks about a sincere faith. When I call to remembrance, when I remember, when I look back in my ministry, when I look back in the time that I spent traveling across the world of my day, and I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. Paul says here, Timothy, you have a genuine faith. It's sincere. It's not hypocritical. It's not play acting. It's not something you put on when someone's around. It's not something you put on when you go to church on Sunday. It's not something that you just do when it feels like it this morning. But your faith is a sincere, genuine faith that you live every day of your life. This morning we all ought to have a sincere faith. It ought to be genuine. It ought to be the same every day of the week, every hour of the day this morning. And Paul says here that here were two women today who had a sincere faith, and that faith this morning was in Jesus Christ. You see, they did not have faith in themselves, because that would simply be a dead end. They did not have faith this morning in form of religion, because that's a dead end. They didn't have this morning a faith in education, success, even in church today. They didn't have a faith in money, but they had a genuine faith in Jesus Christ. Now, how in the world do you acquire this kind of faith? How this morning does a person come to have a genuine, unfeigned faith in Jesus Christ? Well, Paul tells us in the book of Romans that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This morning, as you look back at Timothy's life, and as you read in previous passages of Scripture, and as Paul was beginning his missionary journeys for the Lord, and in Acts chapter number 14, you find that in verses 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul says this: "They were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Laconia, and unto the region that lieth round about, and there they preached the gospel." There they preached the gospel. Now, Timothy and his mother and his grandmother were from the city of Lystra. And here the Apostle Paul came into the city of Lystra, and he began to preach the gospel of the Son of God. He began to preach the same gospel that we have this morning. He said, "In one place I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." He said in the book of 2 Corinthians that this morning we preach not ourselves but Christ Jesus the Lord. He told the Corinthians, "I delivered unto you first of all that which I received myself, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, was buried and raised again the third day according to the Scripture." The Apostle Paul traversed the globe of his day. He traveled across the universe this morning proclaiming the unsearchable riches of Christ. And when he got to Lystra, here he preached the gospel. And evidently in the audience in which Paul was preaching this morning were these two ladies. And they heard the gospel of the Son of God. Because that's where faith begins this morning, by hearing the Word of God. This morning it's so important today to hear the Word of the Lord. It's so important to hear the gospel. It's important this morning that we preach the gospel that others might hear. We find here these two ladies in the city of Lystra as Paul came through on his missionary journey preaching the gospel. They heard the Apostle Paul preached, and they believed the Word of God. They believed the message that Paul was delivering. And this morning when they believed, they decided, they made that decision in their own heart this morning for Jesus Christ to become their Lord and their Savior. We need to understand today that a sincere faith this morning begins by hearing the Word of God, by hearing the gospel. Paul was preaching in a time of persecution. As you read the first part of the book of Acts, you'll find that unbelieving Jews would go and follow the Apostle Paul from place to place. As a matter of fact, a little bit later on, Paul was stoned outside the gates of Lystra and left for dead. And Paul was persecuted for preaching the gospel. Many today who heard the gospel and believed and turned to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning were persecuted. They were afflicted. They sometimes were spurned this morning. But yet in spite of all of this, these two ladies this morning heard the gospel and turned to Christ. It was a time of trouble. A time this morning, it's such as you and I sometimes live in, many things I'm sure to hinder someone from coming and hearing the gospel. A lot of things hinder us today, but you see this morning, they didn't let anything detour them. They didn't let anything hinder them. They came and heard the Apostle Paul as he preached the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see this morning, the faith in Jesus Christ is the greatest thing you can ever have. If I were to give you $1 million, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? This morning, you were suddenly promoted at work and got a great job with a lot of more benefits and a lot more money. You'd think that's wonderful. But I want to assure you this morning, the greatest thing that can ever happen to any individual is to hear the gospel and place their faith in Jesus Christ. Because you see, faith in Jesus Christ endures eternally. Faith in Jesus Christ this morning assures us that we have hope for the future. We have hope for the now. I'm glad this morning I'm not without hope. I'm not without God. But I have Christ in me, the hope of glory. It assures us this morning of life. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you shall never die. I'm glad this morning I have eternal life in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Gives us peace. You know, sometimes we're looking today and we look about a world that's filled with ungodliness and wickedness and evil on every hand. Sometimes today I'm sure that all of us feel uneasy and concerned and burdened about the society in which we live. But yet this morning I can still have peace because God's still in charge. And I have the peace of God that passeth all understanding because one day I came to Calvary and made peace with God. We can have joy. No matter what our circumstances in life, if we have faith in Jesus Christ, this morning we can have joy in our hearts. Fanny Crosby, that blind songwriter, wrote, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, and washed in his blood." Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. You see, this morning, a sincere faith is a faith in Jesus Christ. It's a faith this morning that's unshakable. It's a faith this morning that stands the storms of time. It's a faith this morning that never, never, never lets us down. Many years ago in a church, a family lost a young child. And the Sunday after the service, the Sunday after the burial, they were standing in church. And they stood together as they sang that wonderful hymn, "He Lives." A little girl looked up at her mother and said, "They really believe, don't they?" I'm glad this morning a faith in Jesus Christ, a sincere faith, stands the test in the storms and troubles of time today and will be the foundation for our life from now and for life everlasting. Amen. Timothy had an unfeigned faith, and it began in his mother and his grandmother because they took time to go and to hear the Word of God. Then they had a productive influence. You see, Timothy's faith didn't begin with Timothy. It began with his mother and with his grandmother. When you get to Acts chapter 16 and verse 1, as the Apostle Paul begins his second missionary journey, and the Bible says, "And then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewish and believed, but his father was a Greek." You see, he's speaking here of Timothy's mother and his grandmother. He's speaking here of a time when they came and heard the gospel, but they didn't let it in there. They had influence on the life of the young Timothy today, his son in the faith. You see, God used his grandmother and his mother to influence him this morning. They had a great influence on his life, and it was a productive influence. Someone told me the other day said somebody didn't have an influence. I said, yes, but it wasn't a productive influence. Thank God today this was a productive influence this morning. I think it had to do a little bit with the life that they lived. You see, they lived their life as a testimony to the Lord. Two college students were attending a lecture by a well-known atheist, very brilliant man. And at the end of his lecture, as they were heading back to their dorm room, one looked at the other and said, "Well, I guess he knocked all the props out from under Christianity, didn't he?" And the other one said, "Not at all." He said, what do you mean? He answered every argument. He answered every critic. He said, yeah, but he didn't answer my mother's life. What a testimony this morning. Here were two ladies that heard the gospel. They placed their faith in Jesus Christ. And then they lived a life before this young man as a testimony to the Lord this morning that showed this young man what real faith in Jesus Christ was. That's a great influence, isn't it? That's a productive influence. And the love they showed their love. You say, how do you know that? Because they made sure that Timothy heard the Word of God. You see, Timothy was taught. Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. So he was taught the Word of God. They made sure that he knew the Scriptures. You see, we can make sure of a lot of things today, but the number one thing we need to make sure is they know the Scriptures. I think about Moses. Moses today, of course, was raised in Pharaoh's household. But the Bible says that when he come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The Bible says this morning in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 26 that Moses did something that's very difficult for us in a materialistic society maybe to understand. Because this morning we live in a materialistic society that this morning values materialism over godliness. Verse 26 of Hebrews 11 said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Greater treasures than the riches in Egypt. The richest nation in the world at the time. And he was number two. He could have been the next Pharaoh. He could have been the world leader. Yet the Bible says he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Where did he learn that? He didn't learn it from Pharaoh's daughter. He didn't learn it this morning from the Egyptian professors and school teachers. You know where he learned it from? From Jochebed, his mother. The Bible says that she was the one that raised him. She was the one that rocked him to sleep at night. She was there with him. And there's no doubt in my mind this morning as I read about Moses and about the faith of Moses that Moses learned that faith from his mother Jochebed. And she taught him this morning that there were a lot more things more important than money and popularity and success and power and life. You see, this morning, Jochebed taught him this morning that faith in God and godliness were far superior to anything else. We live in a society today that would rather have a successful business, man or woman, than to have a godly child. Now think about it. We value everything but godliness today. And you see, this morning, coming to church is great. I'm glad that we have mothers today that will bring their children to church and Sunday school and vacation Bible school and other things today. And I understand this morning that you can come to church and never become a Christian. I do understand that. I understand that this morning that none of those things is salvation, but I want you to understand this much. When you bring that child to Sunday school, when you bring that child to church, when you bring that child to Vacation Bible School, you expose them to the Word of God. And that's what's going to bring them to faith in Christ. That's important. It's important. The love they showed. They loved that child enough to make sure he heard and understood the Word of God. One day I was coming to church, and I was coming Sunday morning. I passed this particular place. I don't even know who it was, to be honest with you, but a man with a boat hooked behind his pickup truck had two little boys in the front cab with him, and all they were just, they were smiling and had their fishing rods and all of that getting ready to go fishing. My first thought was, boy, there's a man that loves those little boys. Then my second thought was this: if he really loved them, he'd be teaching them about God. That's more important than teaching them about fishing. That's love, folks. Love they showed. And the lessons they instilled. In Acts chapter 16, in verse number 2, the Bible says about Timothy that he was well reported of the brethren that were in Lystra and Iconium. You see, they taught Timothy right from wrong. They taught Timothy to be honest, to have some integrity, to have respect. People that knew Timothy this morning, he was well thought of. Isn't that great? By the brethren. And we live in a day and age, I don't think that sometimes that seems to enter into the minds of people how important it is this morning. The old time preacher Vance Havner said on occasion that family was having a picnic and the little boy sneaked off across the field and came back with a watermelon. His mama said, "You better put that thing back. You don't know what it's been sprayed with." And worried that he stole a watermelon, she was just worried that it might make him sick if he eat it. I don't remember a lot of things in life, but I remember when I was just a young boy. And I don't know, have you ever seen The Man in the Moon? Y'all seen The Man in the Moon, had you? My grandmother used to say, we'd see that, look like that man in the moon, and she always told me the reason that man was in the moon, that he burned a brush pile on Sunday, and the Lord, I ain't ever burned a brush pile on Sunday, I didn't want to go to the moon, amen. The lessons they instilled in this young man, that's important. They had a productive influence in this young man's life. And the reward they received. See, they were headed for a place called heaven. They were going to a city whose builder and maker is God. They were headed for eternal life to live with Jesus. That's wonderful. I'm headed to glory this morning. But not only did they head to glory, they decided to take Timothy with them. You know, that's great, isn't it? "Will the circle be unbroken" was a song that we used to sing. This morning, that's a great reward. Oh, it's a great reward when your children excel in some kind of area in life, whether it be academics or athletics or some other field of endeavor. And, you know, you're proud of them, you're thrilled with them, it's just wonderful. Even your grandchildren. Isn't it wonderful today that your children and your grandchildren can achieve successes and things in life? It's great. Let me tell you the greatest reward you can ever have one day when you get to see them in glory. And the way you get to see them in glory this morning is because you've instilled in them that wonderful faith that's in Jesus Christ our Lord. Timothy had an unfeigned faith. Timothy was headed to glory. And it began with his mother and his grandmother. let us strive, let us endeavor to do the same thing these two ladies did, so that one day when we arrive on that eternal shore, the circle won't be broken. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. I ask you to take this very simple message, that you use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray.